Extremely Local News is sponsored by a Great Lakes Credit Union committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with our Block Club Chicago report. And I love the fact that an alderman in Lincoln Square has decided to take the traffic problems into his own hands. Tell us about what he's doing.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, if you see if you see someone at the corner of Western and Argyle this morning or any morning this week, he's got a yellow safety vest. That's actually Alderman Andre Vasquez. He's the 40th Ward Alderman, and he's been out there for about a week or so because he's been begging the city for a crossing guard there because there is a water maintenance project a couple blocks away within the neighborhood there. This is the Lincoln Square area, and it's really rerouted traffic, as we know these things can do, especially in a crowded city, and it's sending cars one way down Argyle, trying to get onto Western to get out of there. And he said it's creating a problem. Someone crashed into a garage and knocked it down not that long ago, and he's been begging for help just for the duration of this project. They haven't sent anybody. They said they can't reroute anyone. Maybe an officer could go there, but if there's an emergency call, he'll have to leave. So he went out and bought the yellow vest and a stop sign, and he's been out there directing traffic. He's trying to solve the problem himself. He's 100% trying to call some attention to it because he's been doing a social media campaign about, you know, this shouldn't have to be my problem. This is the city's problem. But the residents really appreciate it. There's a Catholic school a block away, St. Matthias. So the parents there are really appreciative of him just restoring a little bit of order. But it's clearly it's not a long-term solution, but he's really trying to shine a spotlight on, when there's problems, someone's got to fix it. And if no one's going to do it, I'll do it. So Andre Vasquez to the rescue out there.
Be careful. Be careful, Alderman.
Be careful. Yes, exactly.
Tell us about this study about the rising housing costs on the north and northwest sides.
Yeah, DePaul has an Institute for Housing Studies that takes a look at where housing costs are going up, particularly in places with some low-income housing and how those people are being displaced. And it does a couple things. It shows where people are at risk of getting displaced from their longtime neighborhoods, but also kind of where are the hot new neighborhoods. And what they came up with is Avondale on the northwest side, just north of Logan Square, has really seen a ton of new expensive housing. We're seeing single or multifamily units turn into single family homes, so it sort of shrinks the housing stock and raises prices. But they've got less than 30% of rents are below $1,200 in that neighborhood. That puts them on the list, and there's a very hard to find any house for under about $570,000. So it's Avondale, and then Irving Park and Lincoln Square are some of the hottest areas where it's really expensive to find houses there, and there are homes that are disappearing, being redeveloped, sometimes knocked down and turned into multi-unit buildings that are well above that $1,250 a month, as well as Bronzeville. We've talked a lot about Bronzeville getting a lot of development down there. So it's a double-edged sword. When you bring in a lot of new development, it does bring new people to the neighborhood and new businesses. But this study kind of takes a look at, okay, at what expense, who's being pushed out to other parts of the neighborhood. So Avondale is the place to be, apparently.
More on that at blockclubchicago.org, where you can also find out about the expanded Chicago River Swim. Now is your chance to jump in. Seamus Toomey, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.